In this episode of Kids Podcast, I am honored to share wisdom with you about leading kids in your church and in your home. Dealing with kids is hard work, and I'm praying that we add some tools to your tool belt today. So let's dive into today's topic. In this episode of Kids Podcast, we are learning how to teach kids how to worship with their minds. And in the next four episodes, we are talking strictly about worship, using the building blocks of worship. And kids love building blocks. And so we're going to title this series Legos, the building blocks of worship. Because, hey, the building blocks that strengthen our expression of worth helps us to understand God's story better. And these building blocks are an expression of our worship in not just church, but our everyday lives. And so we're going to break it down into four parts, where week one, we talk about worship with our minds. That is this episode right now. In the next episode, we're going to talk about worship with our actions. Following that, it is worship with our words. And then lastly, it is worship with our songs. And so Legos is it. That's it. Kids love Legos. And if you have Legos at your house, you know two things. One, kids love to build things with them. And two, it hurts to step on them. Ouch! And so we're going to use this concept of building blocks and Legos to help us, yes, us and little ones, on how to express worth ship to God. And that's the big deal, and that's what's going on. So let's move on, because when we talk about worship, sometimes we don't always think of it the same way that the person next to us is thinking about it. Like when I say worship to you, what are you thinking about? Are you thinking about a church environment where there's a song and a band on stage and things like that, right? That's the most common expression of worship that many of us know. And if you're a parent now and you're listening to this, you're probably like, yeah, that's worship. But the reality is when you go to a football game and everyone starts standing and cheering, they are doing what's called worship. They are expressing worth. They are praising. Yeah, and when you go to a soccer game and you watch your kid play and they score and all of a sudden everyone cheers, that is an expression of worth-ship. That is a praise. These are all expressions of worth. That thing was worthy. That goal was worthy. That attempt was worthy. What has just happened is worthy to be recognized. So when we say worship, it literally means worth-ship, that this is worthy of what's about to happen, is full of worth. Now, to help you grow your kid in understanding worship and leading them into an overflowing life with Jesus, we are remembering together that these are just little people that are growing to one day become big people. Yeah, big people. And they need to understand worship, that it's not just a song, that it's not just a band on a stage, but it is an attitude and a lifestyle. It is a building block that occurs both outside the church and inside the church, that occurs as a child, as a teenager, and as an adult. That mom and dad, you are an example of worth-ship. And so how do we worship with our mind? All right. So big things to remember that we're going to revisit here and there is, one, that the Bible tells us that let everything that has breath praise the Lord. This is found in Psalms chapter 150, verse 6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And of all people, who has a big breath? Little people. That's right. Little people have a lot of breath. They're running around us all the time, breathing all the time with their bad, nasty, haven't brushed their teeth yet, breath. And so let those little people that have breath praise the Lord. And our goal as leaders of kids, parents, whatnot, is we lead them into opportunities to express that worth, to express that praise, to worship Him, to worship Him. So when I think of this, I'm reflecting back to the movie of the Lego Movie number one, and at the endish, there's a point where the master builders are looking at Emmett's little brain, and it's empty. It's got no creativity, nothing. It is void. And I begin to think, like, yeah, how does that look in our expression of worship? As young people who grow into become big people, what has molded their ideas of worship? Is it only just what the stage offers us? Is it only what the church gives us? Is it only what the Bible tells us? And then we go on to come to learn that in our relationship with Jesus, as things grow, that no, worship is much more than what happens on a Sunday. Worship is a lifestyle. And so we read in Mark chapter 12, verse 32, that we are to love the Lord with our hearts, our souls, our mind, and strength. Our mind, our brains. But what in the world does that look like? Like, it's easy to sing a song. It's easy to come to stage and raise our hands. It's easy to be a kid, to come to our kids' service and do these fun motions. It's easy to be a part of what everyone else is doing on Sunday morning at 10:30. But when you say worship with your mind, what are you talking about? What is that? And so that's the challenge of this particular podcast, is that we are building these blocks to come to understand that worship is not just a Sunday morning thing. It's something that we can do on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, outside of the church, in our homes, in our cars, when we are not around people, when we are around people, when we're in our bedroom, when we're in the kitchen. We can do worship all the time. And so before I go too far, what I want mom and dad for you to come to understand is that worship is best learned by example. That's right. When kids are learning worship, they're learning by watching. I can't tell you how many times I've been to a retreat, a camp, whatever, and these kids are raising their hands, they're jumping, they're singing loud. And these kids, I know, that's not something their parents do. Where are they learning that at? They're watching the guy on stage do it. They're watching their friends do it. Some of them, yes, they've learned that from watching their parents, or they have watched their kids' pastor. They have watched a leader express worth. And so, mom and dad, I want to leave a legacy statement out there for you, that one day when your kids are no longer small and they are now big people, is their expression of worship a reflection of you, or of a reflection of someone else? Ooh. Because I want to be able to say this. When I'm on my deathbed, and my kids are remembering me, and I don't want them to remember that they learned how to worship by following their kids' pastor, or because they went to a camp and their friends showed them. I want them to remember, like, man, I know how to pray because my dad showed me that was a thing. I want to be able to sing in the car because my dad sang in the car. I want to be able to express song and worship and worship outside of church because I saw my dad do that. And mom and dad, I speak to you. This could be you. So before I dig into these practical applications, I challenge you. How do you express worship? Is it just on Sunday mornings when song and band are on stage? Or is there more after you leave the front doors of the church? All right, let's dig in. All right, I'm going to give you three ways that you could build the blocks of worship with your mind. Yes, your mind. How do you build the building blocks of worship with your mind? We're going to tap into our left brain, not just our right brain. And this is not about song. This is not about dance. This is not about what happens on the stage. This is all about what happens in your mind. And so the number one way that I build my mind to express worth is by reading a book. Yep, just reading a book. You're like, oh, Pastor Ron, my kids don't like to read. Yeah, that's a very good point. Remember, these are just small humans that are going to one day grow up to become big humans. And we're going to teach them now how to be successful, because one day they're going to have it. You don't want to teach them later. You want them to know it now. And so one way to encourage that is with a book, any book, that challenges their mind to think like Christ. It could be a Bible. It could be a devotional. It could be a book about whatever someone else wrote about the Bible. Either way, the things that I'm learning logically from my left brain, I learn them so that I have a stronger relationship with Jesus. Why? Because he is worth that effort, and that is worship. Number two, I listen to podcasts. Yep, lots of podcasts. I listen to podcasts all the time. It's partly what has inspired me to start my own podcast that's specifically niched for leaders of kids, because I love it. I enjoy it. I want to invest in other people to be excellent leaders of kids rather than some of those chumps I see on the news or whatever. But podcasts, your kids, they have podcasts specifically for kids. They have podcasts of kids talking to kids. They're out there. They exist. But even if you don't want to do podcasts, they have audiobooks. They have audio streams. They have audio on Spotify, audio. There are ways to get information into your brain to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus. So even if you don't do a service on Sunday morning, well, who's to say you cannot do a service on Friday from your device? You're learning from someone somewhere. Why? For the purpose of growing in your relationship with Jesus, because he is worth it. Oh, and number three, conversation. Wow, how many times can we say that we have learned something because we sat, talked, and listened to someone who was actually in front of us? Yeah, that's me. All of us, all the time. That's what school was all about. We sat in front of someone who knew about the topic. They taught us. We had questions. We asked. There was a little bit of conversation going on. Yes, we were being edumacated. but above all, we had conversations. We had laboratories. We had group academic thingy bobs that allowed us to talk about this topic so that we could learn more, grow more. Why? Because he is worth it. And so there you have it. Three ways on how to build the building blocks of worship in our minds. If you've got questions, hit me up. I can help you. Until next time, everybody say bye, Pastor Juan. Thank you for letting us speak into your life. At the end of the day, our goal is simple. We just want to raise these little people to one day become big people. Be sure to check out our website at rongaleministries.com to show your support. Thank you for listening, and be sure to smash that like button and turn that button blue or whatever else the kids are doing these days. Until next time, everybody say bye, Pastor Juan.